This goes to Roberta Sue, it's her middle name, Han, H-A-H-N, N like November, P like practice, fax 833-974-2264. And Dr. Kreposman, Kreposman, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Linda Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S, date of birth 12/31/1947. Dear Sue and Dr. Kreposman, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Richards with hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fib, history of abnormal kidney function while using meloxicam, and frequent recurrent UTIs. Her last visit was June 27th of this year. She did go to ER because she was having severe back pain with vomiting. They did CAT scans, chest x-rays, blood work. They did determine she had a UTI and she was treated, and she had a very dilated common bile duct. So she's scheduled to have a HIDA scan of the gallbladder 12/13 of this year. And she's hoping that that will alleviate the discomfort. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She has a history of paroxysmal atrial fib, and she said she was having intermittent atrial fib in the ER, but that's back to sinus rhythm currently. She has seen Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-S-K-E-Y, I believe, Witzke, and for her recurrent UTIs. And currently urine is clear without cloudiness, odor, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She did stop using meloxicam, and now she's using Dilaudid 2 milligram at bedtime only due to the sedative effects of the medication, and that is to help her sleep at night. Also, lisinopril is 30 milligram daily, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 178 pounds, pulse is 60, oxygen saturation is 93% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 136 over 58. Neck is supple, no JVD, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft. There's no flank tenderness and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 3rd, 2023, and creatinine was normal at 0.85, electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.4, albumin 4.4, magnesium 2.1, her hemoglobin is 15.5 with normal white count, and platelets 148,000. Assessment and plan, one, hypertension, well controlled, two, diabetic nephropathy with improved renal function, three, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and four, frequent recurrent UTIs. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.